did 33 years in the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. I mean, in law enforcement. 31 with the Sheriff's Department and 2 years with the El Segundo Police Department. I have this passionate belief, which is what's driving me, which is what is making me step out of a life of comfort and getting back out into the in the public eye in a much bigger way. I've run 5 times right here in the city of Gardena. And I can still remember some of the old clippings out of the Gardena Valley News and the Daily Breeze and all of the very unkind things that they had to say about me. And I can remember my mom, who's here, and my sister. My brother's a little tougher, but my sister and my mom reading all the things and the names that they called me because I was running for office here and how aggravated it made them feel. And what I told them was I had learned over a course of time the best way not to be aggravated about people who don't know you but write these nasty things about you is don't read it, because most people aren't. Most people go by who you are, what they know about you, and what their personal experience is with you, just like as Tim describes. And that's the most important thing. So I'm married. I have a beautiful wife, Valerie, a wonderful kid most of the time. Actually, sometimes. And we talked about this. Are you going to run for sheriff? And I said, I'm thinking about it. And when I said, I'm going to do it, I want to do it, but I'm not, I need you to be all in. And it took Valerie about 2 to 4 weeks. And she said, are you sure you want to do this? Because this is going to be a really, really rough year. I said, that's true. It's going to be. And they're going to write all these wonderfully bad things about me. It's politics. But I believe it's a calling. I believe it needs to be done. And I'm going to tell you a little bit, a few stories that are going to kind of shed light on why it needs to be done. When she gave the green light, I said, okay, if you're in. The only way we can do this is if you're in. And then we're all in. And so on August 1st, I retired after 33 years of law enforcement. On August 15th, I announced that I was going to run for sheriff, and I'm going to tell you why. This is a county of 10 million people. It's a county that's 4,000 square miles. It's not the largest geographically in California or anywhere else, but is by far the most populous. It is the most diverse. You have folks from all different cultures. You have folks of all different economic levels. You have everything in Los Angeles County. It's one of the most important places on earth. Geographically, and just the way things worked out. I have this belief about what cops are supposed to mean to society. And I saw that we were losing track, and we were losing focus, and we were engaged in things that we shouldn't be engaged in. And we got reduced from being an organization that was really one of the premier law enforcement agencies in the world, a standard bearer for all of law enforcement. And we've been reduced to nothing more than a headline in newspapers and at the top of the hour in local media stations. And it was very hurtful. And for the people that are here from the Sheriff's Department, whether you're retired or whether you're still working, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's painful when they're talking about you and about the company and about the organization that you lived and breathed and loved. In the name of good public safety, in the name of good government service. And it was very important that we get back on track. And the people who are here from Gardena, the business owners, the residents, and the cops, and I appreciate all of you being here, you understand what my core value and core belief is. And it's born of being in this business of serving the public my entire adult life, graduating Loyola Marymount University on a Saturday, not getting a chance to do that vacation after 4 years of college, and Monday morning finding myself in the Sheriff's Academy. Core belief is that everybody now, I know we're going to focus on this county or in this city, but my core belief is that everybody in this country, in this entire country, whether you're born here, whether you migrated here, whether you're here legally, whether you're not, everybody in this country is entitled to go home when they go home at night to a neighborhood where they have a relative sense of safety and security. Everyone. It doesn't matter whether you live in the Antelope Valley in Santa Cruz, whether you live in the area that I was at a fundraiser last night where there's bazillion-dollar homes in Malibu, whether you're in San Dimas or Norwalk, Gardena or Compton. Everyone in this country has a right to go home, and when they do, to their neighborhood, they have a right to go home to a neighborhood where there's a relative sense of safety and security. At this time of the night where it's dusk or dark, you should be able to stand in front of your own house and water your lawn without fear of getting shot in a drive-by. You should be able to go for a jog, like I like to do in my own neighborhood. You should be able to walk your dog. You should be able to go to the grocery store. Your kids should be able to ride their bikes, their scooters, and play ball in the street in every neighborhood in America. And it is the responsibility of the police and the deputy sheriffs to provide you with that environment. That's what we do for a living. That's what you pay us to do. That's where we got off track. That's why I made a conscious one of the most difficult decisions of my life. At the time, he was still in the running when I made a decision to announce I was going to run against my old boss, because I thought we had lost focus in the entire county. The other thing is, when you provide service in government, everybody wants to have good service. Everybody wants to have more cops. Everybody wants to have better senior services. Everybody wants to have more after-school programs. And you know what? There's a lot of people that would love to provide it. But the fact of the matter is, it's also economics, right? You can't provide service in a fiscally irresponsible manner, whether it's in the county or here in Gardena. And we'd love to do more for our 60,000 residents, right? We'd love to do more for the business owners who are here making our city run. But you can only do it with your means. So you have to provide the highest level, the best level of government services that you can in a fiscally responsible manner. Now, some of you know that I went to Loyola Marymount after I graduated Gardena High School. I went there, and I got a degree in accounting. It doesn't really fit. And I became a cop. And after I got on the Sheriff's Department, at some point, we went over budget. $25 million. It's in 2001. And then at the time, the sheriff, he got hit hard in the papers. And I remember one of the quotes from one of the board of supervisors really stung him, and it hurt. He said, you know, he might be a good sheriff and all, but you wouldn't want him managing your checkbook. And that hurt him right in the gut. And he called me in, and I was at a much lower rank at the time. And he said, listen, I know that you love being a cop. And I know that you work at an accounting office on your days off. And I know you've told me many times you don't want to mix the two. Because when you come to work here, you want to be a cop. You do. He says, well, we can't do that anymore. He says, we have a large department. And at the time, we have a $1.7 billion budget. And he says, not myself as a sheriff or nobody else in the command ranks. As a matter of fact, nobody else understands it. I need you to come inside and hang up your uniform, and I need you to help me get this budget under control. And I'm proud to say that over the course of the next 11 years, six of which were recession years, and probably four of those six were great recession years. Now, the budget grew from $1.7 billion to $2.8 billion. And I'm proud to say that not only did we not go over budget each and every year, during that same period of time, especially from 2007 to 2011, when I was in charge of the budget, crime was reduced to historic lows in the county of Los Angeles. And so when you look at the various things that what is required of this incredibly important position, the sheriff of Los Angeles County, long ago when the sheriff said, I am going to groom you to be the sheriff, I am going to do this, I am going to do that. And at some point, that changed. I understand. And that's okay. At some point, I also told him, hey, sure, the day that I, of me thinking about the idea that the title sheriff before my name was really cool, is long past. I'm not interested anymore. But it's really time for us to start looking at younger people. It's really time for us to start finding some successors so that we can move this organization forward. And he wasn't interested. And so that was the reason why I had to jump into the race. Because there's too much at stake here. There's 10 million people who rely on us. Now there's 42 cities that we contract with, and there's 46 cities that have their own police department. But the state constitution says that if anything happens catastrophically, a riot, the big one, terrorist attack, the sheriff is personally responsible for coordinating the response efforts, the emergency response efforts of all the public safely to restore order and security in an expeditious and fashion. And that's a tremendous responsibility. And it requires somebody who is focused on the task at hand, someone who's engaged in the day-to-day operation of what we do for a living. We had gotten off track. The only thing that people pay, the taxpayers do, is they pay cops to do one thing: fight crime, take the bad guys out of your neighborhood, and make your neighborhood safer. And that's what we need to get back to. And that's the reason why I'm running. Running because I have the experience. Running because I have the passionate belief that we need to get back to that. Running because we need to restore the good name of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, one of the greatest agencies that's been around since 1850. It has been tainted by a bunch of scandal. Okay. And look, I know my name's been tied to that. I'm running for office. If I wasn't running for office, my name wouldn't be tied to Jack. Okay. It's a fact of the matter. So I encourage you to look through and do your homework and do your research. And I appreciate you all being here. If you have any questions when the time comes, if you have any questions about the things you read, I encourage you to come up and talk to me and ask me. What I read is that you're the one that encouraged all the violence in the jails. 33 years. You're never going to find a person who works by my side who will ever say that I encouraged or tolerated excessive force by the use of law enforcement officers or misconduct in any form or fashion. People who know me, people who work with me, people in the city staff, the county workers that I work with for 31 years, they know. I'll be flexible and I'll be fair, but if you're not doing your job that the taxpayers are paying you to do, we're going to train you and fix you up. They're going to discipline you if you've crossed the line. And if you've crossed the line too far, you're going to have to find another job. That's just the way it goes. Government service is important. And I heard a line a long time ago when I first got hired. I remember, and it's something that disgusted me from the time I became in government service. I was tinkering with something, and I was frustrated because I couldn't get it right. And some senior person came to me and said, hey, what's wrong with you? It's good enough for government work. Okay. And I remember that. I'll never forget that in 1980. And I thought, this is why people think government workers are down here. This is why people have a bad opinion. This is why people think that we're incompetent or we don't care. It can't be that way. Even more so than in private practice, government workers have to be responsive, they have to care, and the people have to feel it. And again, that goes back to why I'm running. I believe I have the qualifications, the experience, both operationally and the proven track record, fiscal responsibility. And I'll leave you with one last thing. There's a lot of talk about all these other candidates. There's a talk about this guy from the outside. I'm not going to denigrate him. He's a great guy. He's qualified. Okay? He's got a great career. But I'm going to ask you guys a question, and I'm going to ask you to pass this on to the people that you know, because this is very important. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is one of the most complex law enforcement agencies in the world. We don't just do patrol. We have the largest, most complex, and most violent jail in America. housing nearly 20,000 of the most, the kind of people that you would not want for your next door neighbor. They're bad apples. They're mean, and they're violent. We have a court system that's the largest court system in the world. Now, I don't know what budget cuts have taken its toll, but at one time there were 600 courts. We have the largest bus prisoner transportation system in America. We also have responsibility for all the community colleges in the LA Community College District and all the public transportation rail lines run by the MTA to the tune of $70 million worth a year. Blue Line, Gold Line, Red Line, etc., and all the buses. The operation is immense, it's diverse, and it's complex. But the jail, that's the thing that's been the focus. So I'm going to ask you something. If you have never set foot in the county jail, how are you going to fix it? We got people up there claiming at these debates, oh, I'm going to fix the county jail, I'm going to reform it. You've never worked there. You don't even know what the inside looks like. I'm not making fun of a city PD. But how are you going to fix the jails? I've worked there at all different ranks. I've been in charge. I've seen it. I know what needs to be done. And I'm going to say something that, it may or may not be controversial, but that's okay. I'm used to that. Okay? All of you who are in companies, whether you're a rank-and-file worker, whether you're an assembly line worker, whether you have a boss, bosses all the way up the line, or whether you are the boss, I'm going to tell you a little story. The people that have let the organization down is not just the person at the top. People that have let the organization down is a whole host of executives at the highest levels. Because they've reached this level, they're making $200,000 a year, they got a car, they got the county gas, they got fully paid medical benefits, they got a heck of a pension and lifetime medical, and they just want to sit back and enjoy the benefit of being the boss, of being a chief, of being an executive. They don't want to take on the challenges. They don't want to challenge those who are doing wrong. Nobody wants to be the bad guy. Nobody wants to be the dad or the mom. Everybody wants to be the uncle. Right? Hey, here's a gift. And I go home. That's it. You can't do that in any business. If you did that in your private business, you'd be bankrupt. Okay? People at the highest levels have to take responsibility. Not only do they have to be knowledgeable, but they have to take action. They have to pat the good employees on the back, and they have to kick the ones in the butt that need it. Okay. Too many people, take a look around you, they don't want to do that anymore. You're going to hear a lot of things throughout the campaign. You're going to hear from people who are my friends, and hopefully my family, the good things. Okay. And you're going to hear from people like Tim and Casey and people that I've worked with, thousands. And then you're going to hear a lot of other things. People that have never met me. I've had this from multiple people who have never met me and just read the internet. And then when we met, I remember this one guy was looking at me. He was looking at me and he goes, damn, I thought you were a lot bigger. Because he read this heinous things about me. He thought I was like 6'9" and like this and all. Okay, so you're going to read all these things. But I'm going to tell you, the most people that are against me are the people that are in the high positions. And they need to be scared. And I've made this proclamation publicly, and I've said it to the press. And I'm going to tell you, the day that I'm elected, 75% of those executives will be gone. Because they have let the people and the organization down and put us in the position we're in today. And we're going to bring people up that care. We're going to bring people up that are competent. We're going to bring folks up that are good folks and that are hardworking and that earn every nickel that they're paid. And we're going to bring back and restore the trust and credibility of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, because we have an obligation to everybody, 10 million people that we are responsible for providing safety to. And that's why I'm in this race. And lastly, to all of you. Last night, I was at a fundraiser in Malibu, and I said the same thing, and I close with this. Whether you have a lot of money or whether you don't have a lot of money, you make a contribution to this campaign, I appreciate it. Because every nickel that's in your pocket, whether you have a lot of nickels or not a lot, you earned it. It's yours. And you don't have to part with it. But you're not giving money to Paul Tanaka. You're not giving money to Paul Tanaka's campaign. You are investing in good government service, and you're investing in public safety in Los Angeles County. And for that, I am truly grateful. Finally, I know that you're all expecting some great food tonight. Louis Duran is the head chef. And the only people are laughing because they know Louis. So I hope that you have a good meal. I'm just kidding. Thank you all very much for being here tonight, and I hope you enjoy your evening and enjoy the meal. Thank you very much for your support.